The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
And we are back with episode, well, this is the fifth episode of the New Slate podcast. We have made it to episode number five, ladies.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? I am one of three hosts for you tonight. I am Alexis Littlefoot. You can follow me on Twitter at Young Littlefoot with no O. So Y-U-N-G Littlefoot.
And this is Jordan Renee. You can find me on Twitter at Jordan Said So.
And this is Seattle Slim. And you can find me on Twitter at XO Seattle Slim.
And we are back from a holiday weekend, our first holiday as the new Slay. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
It was good. I was chilling. I was drunk from Survivor Series into Thanksgiving.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because it was your birthday, so you turned up.
Yeah.
Where were you flown out to this week?
I wasn't flown out this week. I stayed at home.
Okay.
In the rainy Pacific Northwest. But it was my company holiday party, which is why if you follow me on Twitter, I was so beat.
Yes. The face was slayed for the gods.
So that was my holiday.
That was a beautiful lipstick. Was it like one of those Pat McGrath glitter things?
No, shout out to the Mac counter at the Nordstrom in Portland. You don't have to pay that $50 in like product. I just bought some lashes and said, beat me within an inch of my life.
Yeah, that's always legit. If you buy something at the Mac counter, you don't have to pay the $50 that they require to cover quote unquote product.
They used a lot. But that was just the pigment from their new holiday collection just put on my lips.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was really cute.
I clean up nice. I'm not always a little boy. As a woman.
Slim, how was your Thanksgiving? I'm interested to hear.
It was great. It was great. You know what? It was great. I didn't. Of course. You didn't have to do a damn thing. I go full Susie Homemaker on Thanksgiving.
Did you have dressing or stuff?
Okay, so a couple years back, me and my friend from Texas, she had to correct me because I put on Facebook that I had stuffing, and she was like, I know you know better than to call it no damn stuffing. It's dressing, ma'am. And I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
She's been corrupted by
by the raw turkey and the raw chicken.
she had to get me right again, thank God. So I had dressing and macaroni and cheese and all and just turkey, really. We kept it simple.
Simple. Everybody gets started. Seasonings or
No. You know, so remember y'all, I cook, so I'm Panamanian. We were born with seasoning in each hand. So I mean, they beat over my head that you need to season the shit out of everything that you're gonna put in your mouth. So by the time I started cooking at 13, I knew. So that's never a question with a Panamanian woman. That's they take away my Panamanian card. So we're good. His sister, on the other hand, I can't speak for her.
Ooh. Sister.
Exactly. No, it was good. There was no, issue. My family came over, so he was the only rice and meatballs. And he did really, it was great. As usual, they love him. And, we didn't have to worry about talking about Donald Trump on... Because, he's not an idiot, so.
Well, thank God for that.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. He's one of the good ones. Need more like you.
Listen, but it wasn't the white men that we had an issue with. It was the white women.
Yeah, okay. Whoops. Let me sip my beer, primly.
But anyway.
As always, this is a wrestling podcast, and let us not forget, as we have to discuss a whole lot of shit this week.
I know.
Sunday was Survivor Series, and
it was
Jordan said she liked it. She loved it.
I was entertained for sure, and it definitely set up. It did a lot of setting up for the future, which I enjoy when they actually have stuff planned instead of winging it like we know they tend to do.
That's right.
So most of our predictions were all over the place. I can't even tell you who won, who was more right, who was not. But we have an announcement to make that The Miz is now our current Intercontinental Champion, and all is right with the world.
He is no longer broken. He is complete.
Even though just the taste of broken Miz was enough for me. I would change my best. Now we can go back to our regularly scheduled program.
I still need them to figure out how Sammy coming to SmackDown, because it's clearly like in the cards.
It looks like it. It looks like it's in the cards.
They need to figure out who are they getting rid of.
He's one dragging away from Braun Strowman from saying, fuck it, it's gone. I'm over it. I gotta leave. Like, if I see one more Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman match.
Oh, God.
They can keep it. I don't want it. We don't want this. That's not what I want to see. It's almost worse if Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
At this point, well, no, nothing's as bad as that. Nothing's as bad as that.
Right.
Because people, people have been watching Sami versus Kevin for damn near like 10 years. I'd be like, bro, we get it.
Right.
This, I'm just like, we get it. He is the little engine that could. Y'all trying to make him Daniel Bryan. It's cute. Let's move on.
You know who I really want to see on SmackDown?
Who?
Cesaro.
Yes.
I feel like
they have another damn thing with Sheamus.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just like, for me, it's just like kiss. Kiss, fuck, get it over with. But this whole I hate you, but I kind of actually really like you thing is just kind of annoying to me. The odd couple thing is just not.
Yeah.
There's too much sexual tension at this point. Or maybe it's just in my head.
What? Nah, bro.
Wait a minute.
Cesaro got a bottom with all that booty. He definitely has to be a bottom with all that booty.
I know, right? Power bottom. Up.
Power bottom.
Time out.
Burst time bottom. Out. What you mean?
Time out.
Alexa is trying to get the shit right back.
No, ma'am. What you're not going to do is, no, because now I just got a mental image and somewhere, somehow, somebody right now is going to pause this podcast and start a / fan fiction of Sheamus and Cesaro, and I don't even want that idea into anybody's head.
Just give us credit. Make sure that you credit us for that. Just say you got the idea from listening to the New Slave podcast. Include the link. Exactly.
Don't send me the link of that.
When I tell you that I've read much worse and like had to stop and repent, it's fine. Man. Listen.
Whew, some of that stuff is whoa.
A lot.
There are no words. I read a really good Wade Barrett one a couple years back. That shit was flames. That was good. He was like he was an air conditioning operator, like repairman.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean the smut or in the fanfic. So he came.
What was it? Please tell me where this was that you read this.
It was on fanfic.com.
Oh, ew, that's
yeah, I think that fanfiction.net or fanfic.com. You know, like the most generic fanfiction website name you could come up with. And yeah, he was like, "I'm here to fix you." Air conditioner for you, the way it got popping. I was like, this is pretty damn good.
Book it right now. Book it. I need
I know, right? Fuck it.
Who knew that we needed Wayne Barrett to take our AC? I want to break the AC right now in this damn winter time. Let's go.
I know, that's right.
Shit. I refuse. I still can't. I refuse.
Yeah. There's some actually talented people out there that can actually write a story, but some people just be reaching, and I'm like,
yeah,
girl, why did you even log into this website and post this bullshit on here? Because one, no, and two, no.
The ones with the pregnancies are the ones that that throw me off. Like, there'll be kids involved, and they like, when they start being, like, pregnant in the fanfic, and the wrestler is, like, out of town, and she has to, like, fight for their family, and, like, they're kicking out baby clothes and shit. That's the shit right there that, like, that's where I back up, and I'm like, I'm done. Like, yeah. There's nothing cute about pregnancy, number one.
Let me tell you something. I come from the school of the B2K fan fiction era where nothing was off limits. Okay. So, yes! And there was one where you had, you know, cause it was the you with whoever. Mm. And this one was you and Omarion. There is a wrestling point to the story.
Oh my God.
And it was you, but cerebral palsy. Hey, listen, time out. I refuse.
Oh my what? God.
Yes. There was a fan fiction where you had cerebral palsy and could sing, and you sing for like Omarion, and he fell in love
with a bitch.
So I said, do we not have any clues? And then I found
no. And
I thought I'd seen it all.
I don't believe this, but if anybody,
I'm listening. It was all
find that link.
I wish I could find it again. And listen, I will search from hell and high water. I will. I can't make that shit up. Like.
Oh, shit.
Forums. Listen. And so, and then I found the wrestling fan fiction world. And I said,
that's
okay,
a whole nother world of.
Y'all, I thought I needed Jesus at 15. Not even 15, at fucking 8. 8, 10.
What?
Oh, no. I was reading fan fiction very early in life. My mother had all those. My mom had those, like, romance novels. I was like, this is nothing different.
Yeah.
It is no different from like what my mama reads around the house.
That's the same thing. Yeah, it literally is. That's all fan fiction is those trashy,
like, mm-hmm. Until you have but it is the same thing until you get to like Cena and CM Punk like touching tips. Then I just got
sword fight.
Touching tips and shit.
Yeah, okay. First of all, now that you said that, first of all, it made me think of Sausage Party. Talking about just the tips. And then I, on the other half of my brain, I got a mental image of CM Punk and John Cena. Okay, let's move on. I can't. Speaking of men naked, did anybody watch Raw?
I literally only watched that segment.
Well, listen,
all I actually saw.
I'm glad y'all got a chance to experience something that I experience every day. But didn't he look so good? And if you didn't watch, we're talking about Enzo. Enzo did a segment with Lana and Rusev where he was locked out of the locker room and
good God,
butt-ass naked. Of course, it's PGTV, which I don't know why they were showing this on PG TV, but come on with it. I'm here for it. So, of course, it was like blurred out of his private region. So you could, it was like pixelated or whatever, so you couldn't see it. But it was probably best segment, backstage segment they've had on Raw in the last, I want to say, 6 or 7 months. But you don't, like, usually we don't get to see that male-female interaction. We haven't seen like a real life backstage couple or something like along the lines of that in a while. I think the last storyline they did with like a girl and a guy, whatever, was Eve Torres and Zack Ryder. Am I right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, because I remember like back in the day, like,
I mean, they're coming.
They did a thing with Maria and John Cena and they kissed backstage, and I remember Viscera kissing Lillian Garcia. That was gross. But there's been a lot of good romance-y type of storylines and segments in the WWE that we're missing that. Like, girls kind of want to see that. I don't want to see nobody kissing Enzo because we're going to have a problem. But somebody else along the line, that'd be great. What do you guys think?
I mean, I'd be into it. I'd be into it if we could actually do intergender matches again, like actual ones.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'll just
and Lita versus Chris Jericho.
Yeah, exactly. Because if it got, I just don't want anybody to be. Because
that was a good storyline. That was a really good
I love that storyline. I'm just afraid of, in this day and age, Well, I mean, like, when they had put those, like, when they had put Lita and Trish with Jericho and Christian, Trish and Lita were already Trish and Lita, so that was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just, I would be afraid of somehow people being, like, defined by who they're with to some point. Mm. If like just as performance, whereas like Manders, Lana Rusev, that's a real thing. I get it, but like I don't know. And also like I don't see much chemistry. I know like Sasha and Enzo had that thing in the ring where they're like flirting a little bit, and I was like, I don't need to see this. Y'all.
I didn't really like cool. that. I didn't really like that. There's a lot of things wrong with it because I just don't feel like Sasha's character is.
She don't need nobody. She is the boss, so she shouldn't have a man.
Like, it's not even that though. It's like, yeah, she's a boss, but she's not like there's a difference between a boss and a bad bitch. And she's more boss territory where she doesn't need a man to do whatever. And then there's, you know, our boss, our bad bitch, where it's like she might need a man or she might want to take your man. Like, it doesn't matter, like. And that's not Sasha's character. I feel like
I wish there was a bad bitch character. You know I wish there was. Me I mean, too. Like, I mean, like, Nikki's the closest thing to it, but Nikki's like, bitch, I'm with John Cena. What the fuck you gonna do to me? So right. I get that. But like, I wish there was like a
yeah.
Because we ain't seen a girl like that since Crystal Marshall, but she was a little toe up because her weave was always plastic. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, we haven't had that character in WWE in a minute. Melina was definitely that character, too, for a minute. She was a badass bitch.
And she was literally taking men.
Yeah, she was. She was taking people's men. Mm-hmm.
She lived the gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah, she should.
Which I'm always there for.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for Melina. I don't care what nobody got to say about Melina.
Hit them splits.
Yeah,
she was such a good villain too, though. Like, some of these new villains, they're not believable, but Melina was very believable.
Yeah,
very much so.
Yeah, but it got to the point where she was doing a like ear piercing scream in the ring, and it got annoying. Like, she.
Yeah.
Gave me a headache.
Man, her backstage antics are the stuff of legend.
Yeah, she was so tall. She was a little. She really didn't care.
Yep.
She really did not care.
Is she still with Johnny, what's his name now? Johnny Nitro or whatever his name is. Johnny Mundo.
I believe so. I think they are.
Yeah, I think they are still together.
Ooh.
That, right. Ain't that something?
Ride or die. Ride or die.
Well, he's the ride or die. She's not the ride or die.
Exactly.
No, I know that. I know that because I would have listened. They'd be like, what? Where? Oh, no, bitch, I'm done. But.
Yeah, any logical man would have, but, you know, he loves her. They've been together, you know, for a minute.
That box game is strong.
They're not gonna let a Batista do not tear them.
All right, you said I don't want to be free. I don't want to be free. Shit.
Yeah. So, which I don't know. Batista looks like he's getting to that check. He's in movies stuff now. He's doing all right for himself right now.
No, definitely.
I mean, after that, what was it 007 against Spectre? I think it was. That's a good look for him.
He was in
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Jinx or something like that.
He was like the lead henchman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Work, Dave Bautista. Work.
DC. I love how good he is too. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
DC in the building.
Yeah. And wasn't he? I feel like he was on Twitter like bashing Donald Trump too at one point.
Period. Yeah, he was at one point. Yeah. Yeah.
As
so
he should.
He's down as fuck. Yeah.
Should so he's woke, he's got his shit together, he's got his life together,
getting checks.
Tall ass woman, leave her man, and then he got her fired. Bet.
That see,
so it has to be ignorant.
All I'm saying is, this is what I keep. We told Paige, and we're gonna talk about Total Divas later. We told Paige, dick will ruin you. Melina learned that the hard way.
Yep.
Didn't she?
That's right.
We ain't heard from her since. Which, since they're bringing Mickie James back, you know, sometimes you just gotta call that water on the bridge and keep it moving. Like,
yeah, for real.
I would love to see Melina versus Asuka. That would be dope.
Oh my god, no, that'd be some shit.
That'd be a stiff ass match.
That'd be intense. Yeah.
Definitely. Book it, WWE, if you're listening. Book it. Hi. You feel free. My PayPal, we can discuss that later. But, you know, I can keep, you know, giving ideas out. They're not gonna be free.
I was imagining, like, what would it be like working as a writer for them, you know, based after that that job listing that, you know, they made a week or so ago for writers, and how they said, you know, you have to work closely with the talent to come up with storylines and stuff like that. And I was just like, I wonder what that would be. They just come into you and be like, hey, you know, where's my script for this week? And, you know, you hand it off to them and try not to drool on your desk when they come in. Like, how does that even, how does exactly. it work?
I feel like that's probably why they don't, I don't know if they have a lot of women.
They don't.
Yeah, that's probably why not.
All I'm saying is, from what the wrestlers say, I just can't deal with having somebody, like, ripping up paper in front of me. So, mm-hmm. I got a job to do too. I just oh okay
exactly.
So you just go okay cool. You know, like that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder who's ripping up Eva Marie's scripts.
There's
got to be some bullshit.
Ugh.
Let me not talk her up, because she might pop up on SmackDown one of these days, and I do not want to see it.
I haven't seen the new Total Divas yet, but has Paige been on it? Not yet.
But there was a very nice little, like, segment that was this season on Total Divas, and listen, baby, when I saw Birdo, I was like, oh, it's going to be good. But they're going to save that for, like, mid-season. I know they are. They're going to hold out on that shit.
Yeah, you already know.
And also, me loving Dean Ambrose, I was just like, I'm so disappointed that he agreed to do this show.
Is he on there, like, really consistently?
So, he hasn't been on the first two episodes, but, like, in the previews, he's telling Renee that he's acting like the Bellas.
Yeah, I've only seen that part, so I don't know if he's, like, fully...
I just need him to be, like, Tyson Kidd and just roll his eyes all the time.
Yes.
but things that, and Tyson won't be on the show.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, he won't. That sucks. I actually like Tyson.
They had to make room for The Miz, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, and that's going to be... Listen. Ugh.
Yeah, there can only be room for one shady husband on the show each season.
So. No. There's two, because Daniel is as shady as it gets. Yeah, he is mean.
Yes, he does. He does. He can be real cunty. Yeah.
He's like... Yeah. I'd be like, damn, like you... Like, I'd be like, Nikki, swing on him. Like, please.
Exactly. He always talks to me. He's talking to me as the type of guy who, like, the well actually type. You know, like, you could be having a conversation in class or whatever, wherever.
Well,
and then he'd be like,
actually.
Exactly. Well, actually.
Bitch.
And be all cunty with it when he talks.
You just be a water bottle. No, yes, and it was close.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, so let's actually get into Survivor Series.
What is there to get into? The tag team match was all over the place.
I don't understand.
The women's match? No.
So then, what's
the good match was the actual Survivor Series Raw versus SmackDown match.
I was left confused at the end of that, because Taker gave them... Well, first of all, let's just talk about, holy shit, I'm so glad Shane is still alive.
Yeah, he almost died. I didn't like that.
I was so concerned.
It's too much.
I was so, like, that. I was like, oh, that man's eyes are glazed the fuck over.
Jesus. I got afraid for Roman, because I was like, well, fuck, this is just not your year. So what's going to happen to him, you know, next?
Turn him heel. Just turn him heel at that point. Just pull a Bane. I broke the bat's back. Just start pulling that shit. Just be like, I killed him, man.
Not even going to lie, I thought, like, throughout the night, something like that was going to happen. I either thought it was going to happen in that match or in the tag team match, because Sheamus and Cesaro still can't all the way get it together. So I thought that Cesaro was going to be like, fuck it, I quit, and go, you know, help SmackDown out to get the win, and then, you know, debut on SmackDown, get mm-hmm. on SmackDown. That would have made more sense to me, other than them winning and then getting a title opportunity. Okay. They don't even have it together. They don't even want to be a team. So... It's kind of predictable about who's going to win and stay tag team champions, because they don't even want to be a team. So it does make sense to give them a title opportunity, which we still haven't seen Enzo and Kaz get a title shot, which is bullshit. But oh well.
I will say that I'm actually happy that Dean was playing like the lunatic fringe, I think, in the way that everybody wants him to be, like, crazy. It's like, I don't know if he's gonna hit me or the man that he's supposed to hit. Like, I think that's where he needs to ride. Instead of like having Ellsworth as a sidekick. Right. Yeah, like, I don't know. I get that he can do funny, and I use the word funny in like quotes, but like but if you say like the lunatic fringe, then you need to prove to me that you're crazy. And right now, you just look like a dude.
Exactly.
All right.
But you look like a drunk.
Ellsworth? My bad. Go ahead.
My man. Oh no, I was just gonna say that Dean Ambrose looks like somebody's like drunk, like football dad who like drinks beer and like yells at his son like during practice. But anyway.
Girl.
He does. I mean, like, I love him for it. I still think he's fine, but I'm gonna call a spade a racist. I do. Listen, I don't know what it is. It might have been something with that hoop earring when he first came out. Yeah. But I was like, hey.
Yes. Yes.
But I was like, hey, no.
He does. I miss the earring. I wish they would bring that back. Yes.
I don't wish that they bring it back, but I definitely was like, you. Like, that's it. Yeah. But no, I mean, and then Goldberg's going to be in the Rumble. Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
But I laughed hysterically when it was Brock's face when he pushed him to the ground. I was like, are we acting? Are we selling? Is Brock doing actual work? I'm into this. I was like, okay.
He was feeling it that time, yeah.
I was not into it. Like, I love Goldberg. I like Brock Lesnar because of Paul Heyman.
Mm.
No, like, the match was literally a minute and 20 seconds long.
WCW Goldberg. The way that it's supposed to be. This is going to be a real feud.
Listen, but you spent all of October and half of November selling me Goldberg, telling me to pre-order this damn video game. I pre-ordered the damn video game, and I played as Goldberg. I've created the dream match, like you told me to. And I've had 30 to 45 minutes of playing time in that match. And still won as Goldberg. So, you telling me, in real actual life, that a minute and 20 seconds.
Wow.
You can conquer the beast. Bitch, I want my $59.99 back for that goddamn video game.
So you
take the Goldberg back from the video game too.
So you mad.
I am highly pissed off because that was some bullshit. I wanted to see it. We couldn't even see Brock Lesnar sweat good. You couldn't even listen in the amount of time that Brock Lesnar was defeated. You couldn't even finish a Jimmy John sandwich.
Ew.
In the amount of time that Brock Lesnar was defeated, Divas matches in 2009 lasted longer.
No, they didn't. Don't even tell that lie. A smooth 90 seconds was a nice little Bella match.
And that's how long the goddamn match was. Criminal. And you expect me to wait until what, January? To see this man in the Royal Rumble against, 30 other people?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want him. I mean, like, he's not going to win it, so I'm fine.
I will Roman Reigns boo the shit out of Goldberg if he wins the Royal Rumble. I don't give a damn.
Oh, no. I'm going to be hot if that happens, but I'm not, like, oh, my gosh. So, I'm so shocked.
I need him to be entrant number, I don't even know.
He's going to be, like, number one or two. Watch. Like,
I need him to be number one, and I need Brock Lesnar to be straight right after number two. So.
Oh, my gosh. Is that stuff at the Alamo Dome this year, too? That should be interesting. Yeah. Shawn Michaels is not coming back. I just want everybody to know that.
Dang. You just told everybody Santa Claus wasn't real.
They need to know that, too.
Yeah.
They need to know that, too.
He's definitely Santa Claus is not real.
He is. But everybody's like, Shawn Michaels is going. He has to be in the Rumble. Listen, bro. No, it's not happening.
Can his body even withstand any of that anymore?
No.
He is going to be a trainer or something at NXT, though. I read that.
Oh, that's cool. That's good.
That's a really good spot for him. Do you think they're gonna bring Billy Gunn back to start training again?
I hope not.
What did they let him go again for in the first place again?
He got popped for steroids.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big wellness violations going on.
They're not playing it either. I was like, oh my gosh. They are not playing
it. Nope, they sure aren't.
Nah. What else has happened in this world of wrestling? Nothing really.
I don't know. Liv Morgan had the worst Toronto outfit on at NXT.
Listen.
On Wednesday, though.
I texted y'all like, what is this shit?
So it was the Toronto colorway. Okay, she's trying to get some pops there because it was the location of where it was at.
Where the Raptors play.
Yeah. But it was like pants and then they laced up in the front. And then the top was all right. Okay. But the pants was really what was throwing it off. She tried to get too jazzy with the colorway, which Toronto already got.
Were there stars or sixes? Were there stars or sixes on her legs? See, I'm thinking about it now, and I was just like, I wish I hadn't seen it. Although, so y'all saw TakeOver, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So, like, you just don't watch it.
I just, you know, like, I always, like, something else was always on, like, that day, so I'm like, I'll go with the other thing, you know?
Well, I'm just so happy that Johnny Gargano and Ciampa got those belts. That match damn near gave me a heart attack.
That was probably
such a good match.
The weekend.
That was the best match of the entire weekend to me. Like, I was just like, holy hell. Y'all gonna, like, I don't have the heart for this. It was great. So, everybody, if you didn't see it, please go watch that match. Please. That was the highlight of the entire weekend.
If you don't want to watch anything from the Survivor Series weekend, you definitely have to watch that match, though, because that was a really good match. It was a really good moment for them. And also, so I guess that prompted a lot of talk of the Revival being called up since they dropped the belts or lost the belts, whatever.
So where would they go?
People were saying SmackDown. But I feel like Raw
needs the help.
Needs another heel tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't really have, other than the two bald guys, we don't have like a real legit heel tag team. So that's why Enzo and Cass are like really not in the mix, and Sheamus and Cesaro are not really, you don't know if they're a heel tag team or a face tag team because there's one heel and one face on the team. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just, you don't have a legitimate, we only have one legitimate heel tag team unless the New Day turns heel, which I feel like that day is coming as well.
Oh, definitely.
But, I don't know, people are saying, the internet was saying that they were supposed to debut, or they're going to debut on SmackDown, and then I guess people were talking about that, and then people were saying that they were going to debut the Tuesday after Survivor Series, because they did that tag team turmoil match, and I think, I can't remember which one of the guys tweeted it, but was like, if you guys think we're going to debut in some gimmick match, you've got to be a idiot or something. It was something along the lines of he was being a heel in the tweet, which okay, and a lot of people took offense to it or whatever, I don't know, and said something about it, and Road Dogg retweeted it or said something smart to it, and then it caused the whole hysteria in the wrestling Twitter world, which
Jesus.
Well, that don't take much to cause hysteria in the wrestling
that's
Twitter
right. world. Right. That's right.
Some people just get too sensitive on there, so who knows? SmackDown, Raw. Either way, it's a good look for either team, either brand,
yeah.
Either team. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just want to see a nice long run for Gargano and Ciampa, and then with these belts though, because they've definitely been well deserving of it. And it's been
I just need them to also just bring Johnny's wife. Like, give us Candace, because the women's division needs it. Like, NXT women needed it.
I wouldn't mind seeing her versus Asuka either.
Yeah, like, I think that'd be a really good match. I think that she'd be really nice. I mean, she'd be a nice fit into NXT. I just feel like everyone is kind of just waving around. And it's so gimmicky. Like, every woman has, like, a very clear gimmick. Except Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. Is she supposed to be, like, Ariana Grande?
Hmm. Let's just go with it.
Because, like, the cat ears and stuff, I'm always very
confused. She's supposed to be Ariana Grande. Might as well be. I mean, shit.
No. That's a serious question. That was a serious question. That was no shade. I was serious. Like, the cat ears be throwing me off.
Who knows? Yeah, she doesn't really. I remember on Breaking Ground, was it? Like, the little reality show they had on Falling. And she was trying to work on her gimmick and shit. And then she was like, the gimmick she had originally was like a Brad Stahl meets Bollywood or something.
No, it was a
belly dancer meets Brad Stahl or something.
I was like, no. It was a Brad Stahl meets a Kardashian. And I was like, ugh.
Was it a Kardashian? Because I thought it was a belly dancer, because she came out in the belly dancer's outfit.
Well, yeah, but I think that's just because of her culture. Or like, but I clearly remember her being like, yeah, like very like Kardashian meets Brad Stahl. And I was like,
Girl, what?
About that. But something needs to happen in the women's division.
NXT needs to shake it up as a whole. Bobby Roode coming through and coming into it, and then Eric Young and Sanity, they kind of shook the table a little bit, but they need to flip the table over, shit, or something.
This bitch is shaking the table.
Even though Samoa Joe winning the championship, did not expect that happening.
At all. I kind of want Joe to show up on whatever show on the main roster with the belt. Just be like, okay, it just be like, see, everybody here has like only had it once. I am the first two-time. No one like can see me, and I'm gonna wring every single one of your necks.
If he says nobody can see him, and John Cena comes out, that'd be.
And they're like best friends. Didn't they like train together?
Who?
Cena and Samoa Joe.
No.
There's a video of them, like, together. I'm going to send you the video.
Okay. I ain't seen those receipts yet, so it ain't ever happened until I see the receipts. So, but, what else? What else do we have to talk about? Oh, Jordan, don't you have a segment that you want to introduce?
Oh, keep it. But you said what I wanted to keep. So keep it is anything that's happened in the world of wrestling that you're like, girl, you can keep that. I want no parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say that my keep it was Liv Morgan as a whole, really, but mainly that outfit. She could keep it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I want to keep. Y'all keep it. Alicia Fox. Sweetheart, you can keep it. Which, did anybody see that picture? I think it was WWE tweeted. It was like Alicia Fox and Cedric Alexander.
Getting Mighty Cozy backstage.
Mm-hmm. Like
awkward
first of all,
picture.
The picture looked awkward as hell. It looked like a little advertisement you see on
racist
blackpeoplemeet.com or something.
Exactly. Yeah. She's black people meet.
Black people like, together. Like, oh no.
When in my head, Foxy is a sugar baby, but she is JBL's sugar baby. That shit would be hysterical.
Stop. Ooh,
right.
Stop. No.
Ooh, that would be amazing.
That'd be hysterical. If he was still wrestling, that'd be fucking hysterical. I mean, she's already has played like a homebreaker when Edge was putting his tongue down her throat.
What?
I mean, we will never forget those moments. Yeah, okay. She was Vicky Guerrero's wedding planner or whatever. That's how she debuted.
Oh my god.
Because remember Edge and Vicky Guerrero were getting married. Mm-hmm. She was the wedding planner, and he was on camera, like on Maury when they got the hidden camera, when girls trying to see if they boyfriend still.
Triple H went, got your ass.
Yeah, it was on hidden camera.
Yeah,
and somebody played it. Somebody was being petty. I can't remember who it was.
It was Triple H. Triple H was like, I found this footage, and then just ruined everything. But I was like, it's not far from, like, what she's done before, at least. But also, can we talk about Corey Graves, I'm sorry, when he called David Otunga Jennifer's husband?
Oh, no.
I died.
I could have caught that shade. I wish. When did he say this? I will rewatch it.
I forgot what part, but I remember being like, he just, like, I paused the network, and it's live, and you're not supposed to pause shit, because you don't know if it's going to come back up or not. He said, calm down, Jennifer husband, I died. I died.
He's lucky as shaking.
That is so painful.
I was like,
Court Grace is lucky as shaking, too. He's one of those.
He is.
Because he'd be shaking the hell out of Byron Saxton, and I'd be like, God damn. He can't handle it.
Yep.
Okay, I found the video of John Cena when he was the prototype and Samoa Joe.
Oh, okay.
I'll send it to y'all later. But I was like, ooh, they old friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh.
I can't believe this week of wrestling has come to an end, and now we're gearing up for what? SmackDown has a pay-per-view,
TLC,
and then
yep.
Nothing else until then, right? Until Royal Rumble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Going back fast.
Which we have Carmella and Nikki Bella. They're going to be in a no disqualification match, right?
Yes, which they have been asking for quite some time. They've been like, just give us a no DQ.
I've been asking for that because I ain't seen it.
Nikki asked for it on Talking Smack a couple times.
Okay. I must miss that part because I usually meet the TV when I see her on the screen. But
mm-hmm. She has been asking for it with that bad neck. She's been asking for a no DQ. Yeah. So whatever happens to her, happens to her. What else? We have a chair match between Kalisto and Baron Corbin. That's who they should trade. Baron Corbin. I mean, that wouldn't be a fair trade, but I'm just over him and his hairline.
God, what hairline? Ain't no hairline.
Like he is legit like one month away from being George Costanza. Like, I can't do it.
Well, so is your man, so you can't talk.
I mean, I know. But only when his hair is dry does it not look as bad. But his hair, but like he needs like a hot oil treatment or something. It just looks so brittle.
Mm. Oof.
God, I mean, shit. I love him, so I can let him know, like, babe, you gotta fix that. You're trying to be seen with me. But maybe that's why he's with Renee.
Sure. I still don't get it. I still do not understand it.
Anyway, I mean, I love him, and I want the best for him. So if he's happy, I'm happy.
Speaking of it, you made me think Chris Jericho. Kevin Owens segment on Monday Night Raw. When they were like, it looked like their friendship was about to, they were about to have a Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Best friend breakup. And then they were like, I know who's to blame for our loss of Survivor Series. Roman Reigns. And they said it at the same exact time. Oh, my God. I laughed so hard. It was funny,
I really like them together. I really do.
Yeah. Everybody thought, they pulled a you thought, bitch. Like, everybody definitely thought that they would have to not be friends. And then they came through quick with the Roman Reigns.
So good.
And Seth Rollins. Which I think Roman Reigns might be turning on Seth Rollins soon because nobody really wants to see this. And you can never really forgive somebody hitting you with the chair. I'm sorry.
Like legit, if anybody should be mad, it should be Roman. Like, smooth in my spine.
So it'd be cool to see that now that everybody likes Seth Rollins now, to be like, Roman Reigns is going to get his revenge on Seth Rollins. Maybe keep him from getting the Universal title and don't have a feud, and then maybe we might see that Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens feud. Maybe that'd one be day. Good. Again, I can send you my PayPal WWE if you're listening, you know, because if I start to see this happen in the next few months, you're going to know where you got it from, so don't worry.
They're always listening. Always listening.
Exactly. That's why I said I will unveil my PayPal here soon. Other than that, we don't need to speak.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's next? We finna play Fuck, Marry, Kill? Or?
Is it that time?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Everybody's... We need like a theme song or something. We need like a theme song or something for like Fuck, Marry, Kill.
No. Let's not do that.
I mean, I'm not going to make one.
You got some bars or something you want to write down?
I got bars, but you got to pay me for a feature, bro. But it's cool. It's cool.
Okay. All right. We'll work on that. We'll get a collection plate going and get some funds.
Ties
maybe a GoFundMe or something. Mm-hmm. But let's do something different. I want to pass on the FMK torch, and I'm going to have somebody else pick the names this week.
I go Slim.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dang. Oh, because I was going to say Jordan real quick. Hot potato it on the Slim.
So not
Slim,
you are up. I was gonna go with Jordan too.
Not it.
Oh man. Well, oh. This is your time to shine.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. All right. I'm trying not to instantly go for the first three that I would wanna go for. I'm trying to be objective. Okay, all right, let's do I think we should do tag teams edition. That should be interesting. Okay. So, yeah, that should be interesting. I think that would be interesting.
So, one tag team is like one counts as one person.
It's like you would be marrying them both. You would be killing them both. You'd be fucking them.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. I like this one.
I'm not a fan of DP, but if that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, I'm a fan of DDP, but not DDP.
DDP yoga, saving lives.
Yeah. So, okay. All right, so let's go ahead. First, we're going to do the Usos.
Okay.
So, the Usos, mm-hmm. Then we're going to take it back to the old school a little bit with Edge and Christian.
Oh, no.
And we're going to bring it right back to Enzo and Big Cass.
Bitch. Oh, no. Why you do this to me?
You bitch. As soon as I had my hand.
I tried.
I knew. And the first two you gave me, I was like, okay. And then you came through hot with the
low key, you picked each one of our like favorite tag teams. I love Edge and Christian.
I love Edge. You know the rules. You have to marry one and you have to kill one. I ain't gonna kill.
Okay. All right. So who's gonna go first?
I'll go first.
After the Yelpers.
So I'm gonna kill the Usos. I'm going to marry Enzo and Cass. And I'm gonna fuck Edge and Christian, of course. Why not?
All right. I got mine. Okay. And it's basically, and it's the inverse of that, actually. And it's, I'm gonna kill the Usos because they look like they talk too much between the two of them.
Oh, shit.
I can't do it. They talk a lot. Both of them don't. I'm gonna fuck Enzo and Cass.
No, you're not.
I am going to fuck Cass while Enzo watches.
Okay,
he can watch.
That's fine. You can look with your eyes. Yeah. Okay.
You can dream on all the stars above. And I'm marrying Edge and Christian. I am marrying Edge. I'm sorry, Beth Phoenix. You can choke me out in a single swoop, but I am marrying Edge. He lives literally like right down the road from where my mom lives, and I haven't
Stop
seen
it.
Him in Asheville, North Carolina. I haven't seen him yet. My mom saw him at a grocery store, and didn't do anything, but then like texted me afterwards. I was like, "That's when you FaceTime somebody and put the phone in their face."
He lives in the South.
Yeah, he moved to like Asheville is like Portland, but in North Carolina, it's really not the South. It's a bunch of like tattoo shops and like beer gardens.
That's literally all it is.
Okay.
Yes.
The Hardys live there too. Shannon Moore lives there too, I think. And
yep.
I want to say Gregory Helms lives in Asheville too, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, like Asheville's a spot.
Yeah, it's a little low spot. Mm-hmm. A little low spot.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Yeah, because I was like, and when you said the South, I'm like, he's Canadian, so I would think that would be like a culture shock for him.
No, it's not. Like, I don't think so. I mean, they got to travel for work and stuff. I'm sure at that point it's not culture shock anymore. Okay, Slim, your turn.
All right. So I am going to. Okay, so I'm gonna fuck Enzo and Big Cass. I'm just gonna whisper. I was hoping she would.
I heard you.
You heard? Okay. Well,
I'm always listening. She tried to say it real fast. I heard her say it like she was like, it's okay.
Yeah, I fucked up.
She the fans, bro. She the fans.
Then I'm gonna marry the Usos because they just look like you could just be laughing with them all day, just messing around. And I'm gonna have to kill Edge and Christian because that dude bro thing they have would be annoying, and they would play one too many jokes. And then yeah, so that's where I'm at. Fuck, marry, kill. All
right. So the real winner in all of this is Enzo and Cass. Like the real winner in the situation is Enzo and Cass.
We should send this to them and be like, we just want you to know that on our podcast,
we are all
voted overwhelmingly to fuck.
I mean, yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, y'all can send it to Cass, yeah.
Because him and, like, I think people forget that him and Carmella are, like, still a thing. Like, they still together.
Yeah, and that also has nothing to do with me, but I just know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like it's her and him, and it. I can. She's so tiny and he's so tall. So
a dream. I feel her. That.
What you mean a dream?
That.
I mean, it might be because I'm just so tall. I'd be like, why would you want somebody that stops at your hip? Like,
yeah.
That's it.
So they can pick them up. What do you mean? I don't want somebody that can't lift me up. What do you mean?
Oh, excuse me. I've gotten picked up plenty of times, and then listen, that never stopped. Listen.
And your head didn't hit the ceiling. Tall makes it hard,
harder to be bent over though, because you know you're tall. So the ease with which you know the shorter ladies get it's hard because when you're tall, you kind of have to bend your knees a little bit so you can do that whole bent over thing.
Listen, y'all, we're going to talk about this later. We don't need to listen. I'm not going to give no tall girl tricks of the trade. We'll talk about this later.
Anyway, we should end the podcast on that note because apparently Jordan knows something we don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right,
as
y'all.
Always, go ahead.
No, I'll just say bye. That's it.
As always, this has been the New Slate Podcast, and I am your host, Alexis Littlefoot.
I am Jordan Renee. Follow me on Twitter once again at Jordan Said So. And tweet me your questions about tall girls.
Oh, Lord.
And this is Exo Seattle Slim. So, yeah, I'll see you around.
Until next time, we love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.